As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
Friends, and welcome into the Athletic Fantasy Football Podcast, Week 15 waivers. Week 15, you mean playoffs? Huh? Yes, I do. It is playoff time, and we are still here for you. That's Jake Seeley, All In Kid on Twitter. I am at Is It The Welsh. We are going to be talking about the players that you need to look at if you are in desperation mode. Picking at waivers in the playoffs, not ideal, but it's not unheard of. So we're going to be talking about who those guys are and where advantages might be. Mr. Jake Seeley, before we talk about the playoffs, we can talk about our sayonara to all of the Survivor League. Survivor League's dead after this past weekend, unless you are incredible. Every person I know that was still alive in Survivor League's done after the Steelers lost, Green Bay lost to the Giants, and then the Dolphins just dropped to the Titans. Week 14 gave us one nice little reminder. You don't know nothing because everybody I know is dead in Survivor, Jake.
So I was in two huge ones, one with 168 people that there were still two people left.
Wow.
They both went with the Texans. So I don't know how that, I'm assuming they just split the pot. Yeah. And then the one that I was yelling and screaming about last week, which I'm still bitter about, with the Jaguars and Trevor Lawrence's ankle that knocked me out and had four people left. No, there are two left standing. Somehow one of them still had the Ravens, which I don't know how you pocketed that one until
somebody.
You hold on to the Ravens at week 15 or 14?
So I'm in the pentathlon, DVR's pentathlon, and the only thing I hate is we are at the two. We've been at it for like over a month where you have
the
to
double down two,
the double downs, yeah. For like weeks we've been doing it. And someone this week had Baltimore as well. And I asked the same thing. I'm like, how the hell did you still have Baltimore and not use them already? But we all lost because we all hit one and then everybody lost their second. And now everybody is eliminated, all four.
So the Pittsburgh one, I'm not surprised. So out of the four, this is the four. They all took a different team. One took Baltimore, one took Pittsburgh, got knocked out. Fortunately, I had used Pittsburgh, but it didn't matter now because I'm already knocked out too.
Yeah.
One went Packers, one went Giants.
One went Giants? Oh, yes. They must have had no good options.
You still have half the league. It's only week 15. Like, I say, like, I know, but it's like it's, I would have went Houston, so I would have been knocked out. So, that's why I'm not as bitter as I was last week, because I was already like, I guess I'm going to have to go Texans if I make it to week 15, because all the other good options were out. Like, I wasn't going to go. I actually used Green Bay earlier this year, so I wasn't going to go Green Bay, and I wasn't going to go Giants. Stupid assholes can't even stay at. Why are we winning games, man? You could have the fourth pick in the draft, and now you drop all the way. Anyway, sorry.
Tommy DeVito, yes, buddy. You guys got Tommy DeVito.
So there's two left in week 15. I'm super curious how this is going to end out.
We almost had the same thing because it was coming down to, it came down to this last game, and Pat Fitzmaurice and then Bogman and I, we both just needed Green Bay to win, and we moved on because we had picked, who did we pick? We picked like the Colts or something. We picked one that won earlier in the day. No, the Vikings. That's what it was. We barely won. We got the Vikings. He had somebody, And all we needed was that Green Bay win. And then there were two of us left in a double eliminator. So, I mean, it was down to the end. But survivors, I'm shocked to hear that two people are still there. And I'm more shocked that you are in single picks, that dude, whoever it was, took the Giants. That guy is an insane person.
Of the two took it? Hold on.
Who is, like, out. Is it someone we know? No, what did they know know?
No, it's a league that I got invited to a long time ago that I remember how I got invited. I don't know any of these people.
Like, you might need to get that guy on.
Whoever it is.
Yeah, I'm trying, that's amazing.
Why can't it pick summer? Like, it's on the Run the Pool. Do you play on Run the Pool?
No, we played on Yahoo.
I'm trying to, like, here we go. Better? Rolling with Mahomes is his
very good
his
name.
It doesn't hold on. Does it
Winning. He's winning everything right now. Team name.
I know.
The Giants. Has he picked any other crazy ones? Are you able to see that?
I'm not gonna go by.
That's
week
probably
by week.
Too much. Yeah, that's probably. I don't know. I'm just curious. Like, what insane stuff is this guy doing? So that's.
I don't know. Maybe he had multiple entries earlier this year.
Yeah.
Pool of entries. Rolling with Mahomes. Oh, here we go. Holy crap. Well, by the way, there's like over 600 entries in this thing. So,
wow.
Told you there's a lot of people.
600 entries, and this guy in week 14 is like, I'm picking the Giants.
Hey, I'm just saying, like, do you want to know, like, you do the quick math for a $50 entry and you want to know why I was pissed off last week?
I would have been pissed off too. That's a lot of money. That's like 30G or something like that. If I did the quick
good math. There you go.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll give out his first name is David. We'll call him that. So it shows his first and last name. So, oh, this is only his second year doing it, too. What an ass.
What? This guy stinks. Everything is going his way. For that type of money. I'm more shocked.
And he only has one entry.
For that type of money to take.
There's people with, like, six entries.
In week 14? That guy's crazy. That guy is, he's going to win it. Because he has, maybe he's literally.
I actually hope the other guy wins it. The other guy was the one that when he was down to four. Proposed the thought that I would have had is that let's split it four ways and play for the remaining whatever.
Like, and this guy didn't go for it?
I don't know if they did because there was never a follow up in the message board. They might have done it off the message board and agreed off, like, you know, let's say it was 25. I know it's 30, whatever, 30 and change, but let's say, or even 30. I would have said like 5, 5, 5, 5 and then play for the final 10.
I'm 100% with that.
I would have absolutely done that in a heartbeat, but nobody responded. So I don't know if they did it offline. But fortunately, he's one of the two that's finally left. So
I'll ask you this. This is a good question leading in. Since we're in the playoffs and this is big time, are you, in this case, you're saying you are, but I'm curious in your normal leagues, are you big into splits for, you know, you get to the championship, there's big dollars. Are you down to split and play it out? Or are you a...
If there's big money, I'm usually the one that proposes it. And then I think 90% of the time, everybody has said yes.
Yeah, I am too.
I've been in like ones where it's like, it's $1,000 for the entire year for first place and been like, hey, let's go 400, 400, play for the final two.
You nailed how that is for me. I love to do a split and
or
play.
Wait, no, it was 1,000 between first and second. So because like normally it'd be like 700, 300 or something like that. You get my point. It's like whatever, like second place isn't quite half. So whatever that is, but make it closer to like a 40-40 split with the final 20% or something like that. I've always been like that because you know how it is. You have the best team rolling along and then just get size. Look at the flex leagues. They're like, not John Daigle. John Daigle, for everybody out there, a good friend of ours. Well, at least mine. I don't know about you.
Welsh, I don't know, but... John. But yeah, we can be so friends. There you go. I'm trying to be
He would
friend.
Be a friend. He's a good dude. He looks like, if for everybody that watches AEW, which so he looks like the bald guy in the Dark Order. For everybody out there, he looks just like him. But anyway... good guy. Like he was rolling along. He was actually in fifth or fourth place. And then this is the week, like his team just decimated. I mean, he had Jalen Hurts get him nothing. I mean, you just look down his lineup and you're looking at his lineup and like, holy crap, this team should be a first, second, third place team. And it just hit it the wrong way. If you know this, I know we're going to get to the waivers, but people saw this getting into the playoffs. This was a miserable week to try and to get to the playoffs with a good team.
Yeah.
With your good team didn't do much this week. There's so many of that. So anyway, point being is that could happen at any time. If I get to the championship game, I'm not going to be like, I got first or nothing. Recky Bobby. I'm just like, I'd rather take a good chunk. How many times does it happen?
Yeah, it's a mentality thing though, too, because like there are people that it's just like, nope, I'm taking it all down. See, I like what you said. That's what I always propose. not just an even split, split it even with money left over to still play it out. So there's still the feeling of a champion. There's still a feeling of being able to win more, but then there's kind of a safety net for everybody. That, and part of that might be because I played in leagues with Bogman where we would do all or nothings, where it'd just be first place. So I'm a little bit more prone to that. But I've always found that to be a better process for the anxiety of all of it. Because like you said before, but I know there are people out there that are not into that. And to your credit, it also comes back to when people start becoming crybabies about fantasy football and it becomes into a fantasy baseball thing. You get fantasy football people that cry about like, well, it was just the best all year. I had the most points. And then it's like, okay, well, what are you going to play, roto football? Like, what do you want to do? Like, anything can happen at any time.
I've actually played rotisserie football.
I like your idea better. It's I like the dual match.
No, I'm not saying
over roto.
It was more interesting than I thought. It's better than points only. I will say that.
Yeah, I mean, roto football is fine. But, like, I think the complement to that is what you do and what you were just tweeting about the other day of doing dual matchups every single week.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably a better process to it because anything can happen. Anything can happen this week.
We'll clarify that.
What's that?
Because I said doubleheaders on Twitter and people are like, you do two matchups. It's doubleheader. It's league median. It's for everybody out there. It's matchup and league median. So you get an extra win or loss versus what the average league score was for the week. So that, because that, I guess it is confusing when you hear doubleheader. I guess some people default, which is they're not wrong. I think that.
Well, some people do that. Some people do how you have two matchups,
two different matchups.
Yeah.
Some people do play all. I don't like that. Play all is just, you might as well just do best ball. You might as well just do best ball points if you're doing play all. That's basically the same thing.
Yeah, that's true. And like you said, though, like this week was a bad week. This would have been a really rough week. I got lucky in this that I have two outcomes of my fantasy leagues. I was all out. Or I'm way up there. I had nothing to worry about this week in any league. Every league I'm in the playoffs, I was locked. I was near the tippy top. I had no league that I was like, oh, I'm kind of on the fringe. So I just had nothing to worry about that with this week. So thank God for me, because what a stupid week to have been, you know, locked into survivors going and players underperforming and all of that nonsense, Jake.
It was a bad, like I said, it was a bad week of... If your team was good, it was a bad week. That's the easiest way to put it.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Well, and the injuries have stacked up over the last couple weeks, so they're definitely... might be the need for you guys to be dipping into the waivers. And that's why you go over to The Athletic. You can find Jake's article where the waivers were posted right at midnight, as they always are. So you can get a little ahead of the game, get your claims in. And then later in the week, you're going to get ranks. Well, really tomorrow, you're going to get the ranks up right at midnight, Jake posts. And those are updated throughout the week. If you guys want to get fully prepped for some chaos in week 15, but we're going to go through some of that article and talk about some of the top waiver guys. And let's start at running back. I actually think the top two, this is really fascinating because I did not have this guy at one. I had your number two there. And this is the difference between Kareem Hunt and Ty Chandler. Why Ty Chandler did I have at one? Because Madison is out. He's going to miss time. I don't even know if I saw the exact extent. I know the thought was a high ankle sprain. I don't know if any of that got confirmed, but there's no way he's going to play. So Ty Chandler is in. Kareem Hunt has been getting higher usage, getting those goal line touchdowns, and Jerome Ford is banged up, but there's no guarantee that Jerome Ford is out. So this to me starts to become a little bit of like, well, if Ford is out, I do kind of want Hunt, but we know Madison is out, but people have to make the decision in 24 hours. And you're kind of saying, hey, probably worth the risk just jumping in on the Kareem Hunt now over anybody else because of his usage, even if Ford is there, right?
And what I think about Ty Chandler as a full lead back, I mean, I think there might be other options involved. The thing is you might be able to look, don't worry about trying to hold on to like, well, if Jalen Hyatt hits, no, cut him, gone. He's out of waivers. Wandale Robinson is swapped in there and he's way down the list. I'm not even excited about Wandale Robinson. I'm bringing that up to say this, clear out your bench time. Like, especially next week and then the final week, obviously all you need to do is play spoiler, like block your opponent. I'd even start thinking about that now, but final week, you should be just blocking your opponents and then who are you starting? End of story. Similar to that next week, but this week specifically, you start thinking about it. What I'm saying is to say is if you've been hanging on to a Hyatt, you've been hanging on, like I even have Michael Wilson when we're going to talk about wide receivers. If you want to drop them and pick up both Kareem Hunt and Ty Chandler, that would be my recommendation. Like I would actually pick up Ty Chandler, Kareem Hunt, and Zamir White, and drop a multitude of people. Like, I would drop Curtis Samuel if he's my fifth wide receiver, like, who's in waivers, and I'm bringing that up to say that. Like, if there's people you have never played in weeks, you can honestly make a kid. Drop George Pickens. Stop. Like, that's what. But you see what I'm saying? Like, there's valuable people because it's more about, like, what is your team right now? Who could get into your lineup in week 15, 16, and 17? Can they make it into your lineup? If they can never make it into your lineup, get them the hell off your team and do this, because like if we get to Friday, because there's the Saturday game, don't forget triple header this Saturday, actually it's Saturday next week too, and there's rest of the season. The thing is, we'll find out by then. We'll have a good idea. Like, we'll know definitively if Ty Chandler is, and Alexander is likely out, as you said, if he's definitively out, but we probably have the word on Jerome Ford on Friday. We'll know. And that's why he's number one, because if there is no Jerome Ford, it's a wrist. He came back into the game, but then he went for x-rays. I brought this up yesterday when I did Pat Mayo's show talking about ranks, and it's like, it's weird. They sent him for x-rays, but then there was no follow-up. Like, I was still looking. I don't know, maybe they're today, but I'm like, okay, so does that no news is good news question mark? So I just don't know. Like, it comes down to the fact if he was out, then Kareem Hunt would be my choice over Ty Chandler.
Yeah, and there's a lot of interesting stuff in there as well. X-rays. Because
actually, 19 hours ago, still just x-rays.
Yeah, where are they? Let's see them. Let's see the x-rays. Come on. There's a lot of weird stuff in that, too, because I agree. You know, the guy
Came back negative. Found one. Sorry to cut you off.
Oh, yeah, no.
There's one site that actually has it. Came back negative. So
on Ford.
CBS. So there you go.
Okay, people. So that's good. The thing I was going to say is when you were saying Pickens, you know who I was thinking of? I was thinking of Josh Downs. Like, Josh Downs is another guy but you could cut him. Your team need also, if back to what you were saying, if you're like, there's no path for any of these wide receivers to get in, but I've got maybe some holes at running back, even more so, just cut all of that wide receiver depth, put them out there. Half the league isn't out trying to make acquisitions either. So you
half
cut
the league
one.
Shouldn't be.
Yeah, and
unless
you cut
keeper,
one.
Keeper Dynasty.
Maybe one of those guys is back in the following week if there's something you need. But I agree exactly with what you're saying. Be aggressive while taking players that could have a path on your team or can have a path on someone else's team in lieu of dumb depth that doesn't matter at this point. You brought up an interesting name because Hunt and Chandler are 1 and 2. Does that change, by the way, hearing that it was negative for Kareem Hunt?
I'll probably switch it.
Okay, so like, Ty Chandler moves to the top, how I had it. But the Zamir White
That's what I was going to say. I would actually probably even put Kareem Hunt third, even though we'll talk about him. Let's talk about him first because it's not like I'm super excited by him.
Yeah, so the Zamir White one is interesting because my initial reaction was the same thing. The more I thought about it, though, and obviously we're talking about potential missed time with Josh Jacobs here, when I started digging in and you look, and even from a depth chart perspective, Amir Abdullah is locked as the number two. And it got me thinking okay, so are you firm like this? Because I think this is going to go either both of these guys or they give more of a heavy early brunt to Amir Abdullah, though you would benefit from seeing more Zamir White. I switched my Zamir White to Amir Abdullah, but you say nay.
No, because Amir Abdullah is the pass catcher, and he came and got the first carry, but the Zamir White got the next two. So it's just the fact that, you know, there's about time to, and then Zamir White's not really shown anything in the NFL to think that he's anything better than a poor Kenyon Drake, who's the comparison that I keep making. So I think that you find out, though, if there's no Josh Jacobs, you find out maybe next year, Josh Jacobs probably not with them. I mean, I can't imagine they're going to go down the contract road after what they did this with the Saquon Barkley in the 1 year and all that type of stuff we've seen from all the other players. But I mean, if you're going to see if there's any hope, like even keep Zamir White around and not even cut him next year, you know, find out something, like just see what you have in him. So he's the lead. Abdul is not an answer. And Abdul is not much more than a best case scenario. You don't want more than 12 touches anyway. So that's why Zamir White, but this is again, like, so if everybody goes to the site and looks at the ranks, I actually have two different sets of running back rankings this week, because one is immediate short term week 15. I need somebody to help me win. Maybe they're still valuable in 16, but it is about now. And that's that first list. The second list is for the rest of the season. So to give you an example, if you jump down to the second list, oh, Kareem Hunt's down by 5. Ty Chandler's down by 8. There is no Zamir White. And number one is Deonta Foreman. Whereas in this conversation, it's different because this is about right now.
Okay, that's the whole, this core here of running backs, this is the brunt, I think, of a lot of what you're doing. And these guys, all these names we've talked about, this is the bulk of players that you're going to be cutting your depth for. And it could be a lot worse. This is actually not that bad. This also leads to, as you're mentioning, Deonta Foreman, who had the bulk of the carries. He looks like the number one with the Bears, but he has got an atrocious matchup that's coming up this week against the Browns. So just want to point that out. Like Bogman and I were going back and forth about this, that he was like, well, I like Deonta Foreman the most. I'm like, but he has the worst matchup. I'd rather have really any of these other guys, as you do, just based off of the matchup, and they're still doing some split. So those are your big guys. But coming in at number 5, Antonio Gibson. Talk to us about why Antonio Gibson jumped up. You've kind of had him on this list for a little bit, wavering around, but like I don't think we've seen him. Yeah, I don't think we've ever seen him this high.
Well, because at the beginning of the year, he was in Dumpsville, and then he started scoring 9, 10, 11, 12 points a week every single week, and he was unbreak my heart because we forgave him and love him again. And then he was back because he was actually usable as an RB3. And now he's an RB3, which the uncertainty as of today of Brian Robinson Jr. Maybe Brian Robinson, even if he returns, Gibson's still in play as an RB3, even in your playoffs. And if he's out, Antonio Gibson drew the comparison with Mayo again. I said this is essentially the Chiefs. Gibson is McKinnon. Rodriguez is Clyde Edwards-Helaire. And you give me the pass catcher. You give me the person that they trust a little bit more. You give me the one that probably might even get some of the goal line work, similar to Jerick McKinnon. So that's why Antonio Gibson is here. Honestly, if you told me right now Brian Robinson can't go 100%, I'd grab him over Deonta Foreman just for this week.
I agree. I'm just like,
and I like to, and this is coming from, and this is to like be like, haha, look at me. But this is from somebody who was the one that was, I know I wasn't the only one, but like right about the fact that why would they go away from the best running back they had this year in Deonta Foreman? I think Khalil Herbert might have a future with this team. I think Roschon Johnson definitely has a future. It has high upside. But I said for last week, it's like I'm ranking Deonta Foreman the highest. I don't want to start him, but why would you stop with what worked this year? So that's coming from somebody that's even saying that against Cleveland, in Cleveland, Deonta Foreman versus no Brian Robinson, Antonio Gibson against the Rams, I'll go Antonio Gibson.
Yeah, especially running with the ones, Foreman, when they're running with the ones. I like Gibson. You had a couple extras in here. You have the Chiefs running back situation, Dowdle, and Chase Brown. Chase Brown looked very impressive this past week with 10 touches, and we'll see where that keeps going. Obviously, they're behind these guys, but like, what's the level of when you say, hey, you know, drop your bench guys, drop George Pickens. Are you doing it to pick up a Chase Brown?
Depends on your running back depth, because if Joe Mixon got hurt tomorrow, I mean, people would go crazy for J. Chase. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's why just think of it that way. Think of the scenarios, you know, go back to George Pickens. If Deontay Johnson got hurt tomorrow, people would be like, cool, George Pickens, but it's still, we've seen this before. Yeah.
Mitch Trubisky's still throwing the ball.
And George Pickens has struggled at times without Deonta Johnson. It's not like he gets definitively better. So that's where I would look at it. So if you have wide receiver depth, now if George Pickens is your 4 and you're one wide receiver away in your deeper league, then like, you know, no, like you're dropping George Pickens and you have to go back to the waiver wire and Wandale Robinson is your next best option. Like, maybe, but I think that's the important thing. Like Dowdle, I have intrigue in because they're now almost in a full split. And Dowdle's getting the goal line work. Well, in a full split, give me the goal line work on a great offense. I think Rico Dowdle is going to be in the conversation of close to Tony Pollard in the ranks this week. I mean, to be honest about the usage, it's there.
Yeah. I mean, and again, that's another one of those where it's like, if Pollard were out, Dowdle, you go nuts for. Chase Brown, you go nuts for. They get you some production. This is probably a little bit heavier about what your running back depth looks like. Though, again, we don't care about depth. It's more about like who you would be starting. And there's a lot of running back stuff going on.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Taking us to wide receivers. Though we have talked about depth, there are a couple wide receivers that have hurt. And the biggest one is Tank Dell over the last couple weeks. That one hurt the most. And coming in at number one, I'm so glad to see. I love this too, because I'll do waivers like right on Sunday night. And then when I see I'm in lockstep with you, I'm like, perfect. I am aggressively team Noah Brown. And you have got Noah Brown at number one with only a huffy emoji. But it speaks for itself, except having him at one is a statement over some of these other guys. But Tank's out. Nico got banged up. He's going to be put into that number two role if there's a good corner, even if Nico is active. Noah Brown is in a great spot, assuming CJ Stroud gets out of concussion proto quick.
Well, that's part of it, too. So, yeah, they lost Tank. By the way, if you didn't, I said this on the other show yesterday, if you didn't believe and the Jake Seeley, I Seeley curse you, that coined by somebody I worked with almost 15 years ago, to give you an idea that he's the one that came up with it. If you don't believe the Seeley curse is real, have you ever seen a team single-handedly sabotage within 10 days of losing Tank Dell, Nico Collins, and CJ Stroud since I got a Texans hat and switched from the Giants? Meanwhile, the Giants went on a 3-game winning streak. Like, have you ever seen, like, somebody, I thought this is interesting. Somebody said you should start rooting for the Panthers to see if it's like reverse, because they're already so god awful terrible to see.
But see, I think what happens when people start trying to use your magic for their own game,
that's when it fails.
It doesn't work. It won't work. It's got to be this natural, like, okay, I'm done with this team, I'm going to go over here. When people start trying to aim that, it's going to blow up. There's no way the Panthers are winning next week, even if you rooted for them.
that's like when I was like, hey, let's go Padres, maybe they can finally win a World Series, and then blow that team up.
can you be a Dodger fan then, please? Can we get you to be a Dodger fan?
You just asked.
I know. I see.
You just ruined it.
Not the naturally just try to get you there, but
I don't know if there's a single player that could get me to root for that team at this point. Anyway. Point being, Noah Brown's already been there. Noah Brown was there back after that stretch that he had. Actually, even after the good game and then the amazing game and then the second amazing game, it was kind of more of like, okay, go get him. Even if it's three wide, this team runs a lot of three wide, and it's CJ Stroud. Last week was a miserable matchup, miserable weather. So I'm kind of giving a pass to even Nico Collins if he came back, but you just mentioned the calf could even keep him out, which is why if anybody scrolls further down the ranks and looks at the list, I actually have Xavier Hutchinson just to talk about the Texans for a second. I know people are talking about Robert Woods. No faith in him. He's got nothing left. John Metchie, great story. I would love if John Metchie was a thing. I love John Metchie from college. Great story that I was able to come back to football with his illness. But why I brought up Hutchinson is because you need to replicate what Nico Collins was doing. What Nico Collins was doing that Tank Dell and Noah Brown don't is get open quicker than they do. And if CJ Stroud needs to get the ball out quicker, He needs more of a Hutchinson than he does those other two. That's why he's there. So all that being said, that's for super deep league people. Noah Brown, even if Nico Collins is back, would be in a wide receiver three conversation at least. But, and again, you mentioned, though, it comes down to whether or not C.J. Stroud plays this week.
Davis Mills is not going to make me want to put Noah Brown out there. But
not Noah, for your playoffs.
Noah Brown is going to hover in wide receiver three if we get Stroud back. So he is, as much as we are being aggressive on the running backs, he is someone I think that is worthwhile being aggressive on the wide receivers. Odell Beckham came in at number two. He's been getting some target shares. They felt inconsistent, but I mean, 10 targets this past week, that's not inconsistent. We've got to consider Odell right now. So we're speaking to the wide receiver to void. Maybe that's one caveat here too. Like, if you have the wide receiver issues, I'm focused here. But like, I'm not going to probably be aggressive to get Odell just because I had Mike Evans who scored, you know, he had like one catch. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not, I think, where I'm trying to dip into this. Like, is there a line where Odell is a guaranteed wide receiver three in your mind and you're going to start picking him up over other guys you've been starting?
I think he's a floor wide receiver three. I think you can even say in the Curtis Samuel, Michael Thomas back when he was healthy conversation. So maybe fringe four if he doesn't score a touchdown. He's a lesser version of Cortland Sutton.
Yeah, those aren't really starters.
Yeah, it could be pretty bad. But the thing is, he's got double-digit points in every single game for the last five games that he wasn't banged up in. The only one was the one where he was in and out in week 12. So I think he is in play. The funneled offense without Mark Andrews, I mean, it's Odell Beckham and Zay Flowers. And then some Isaiah Likely, like it was last week. That had a lot to do with facing the Rams and just start your tight ends against the Rams. But I think he is, you know, he's here, but I mean, we're about to talk. I mean, let's just, before you even mention him, but I mean, we're talking about Josh Palmer, Elijah Moore, Curtis Samuel, Michael Wilson, the Patriot, like the wide receivers are scraping the barrel at this point of the season.
The whole thing is brutal.
How depth they are.
The only exciting one would have been Josh Palmer, but Josh Palmer comes back. He's like, hey, everybody. And Easton Stick is his quarterback. Like, that's not when you wanted to come back. If Herbert were there, I don't know. You and I might be talking about Palmer near the tippy top because, like, he's a big play guy. Maybe the argument against that would be, like, Quentin Johnson has really started to pick it up. But he does great things in that offense. But with Easton Stick, I don't feel comfortable with it. I'd have to really be suffering from some wide receiver options to get him in a starting lineup, Josh Palmer. And the problem with that is we're not really looking for crazy depth right now. So this really might be Noah Brown and Odell, the guys you're a little bit more aggressive on. These are just deeper shots. Palmer at three, Elijah Moore at four, Curtis Samuel at five. Those are just deeper desperation shots, and you agree with that, right?
Yeah, I mean, we're just kind of taking flyers here and there. That's what you're looking at is that, you know, is there upside to get into your lineup as a wide receiver three or four? There's some, but I mean, there's not. I mean, I'd say Michael Wilson of all, because so Josh Palmer, if we had Justin Herbert, which Justin Herbert, let's call it, he's done for the year. They're not going to bring him back with a broken finger and try to, what are you bringing him back for? So that's kind of ruined. Elijah Moore is fine. Wide receiver three or four, Curtis Samuel, just like the guy right behind him. Curtis Samuel, just Michael Wilson flashed his talent earlier this year, and everybody's waiting for when Kyler Murray was back. If he can return back from the bye and get out there as a 1-2 with Marquise Brown, I mean, I even mentioned it. There's a chance he's better than Marquise Brown. Like, that's just because of what he can do. So he'd be one where if I'm just taking a pure flyer, somebody like him, Parker Washington, because he's taking the Christian Kirk role, and that's a role that Trevor Lawrence needs. Zay Jones continues to help Calvin Ridley with how they move their wide receivers around and help defenses kind of roll coverages different ways and stuff like that. But
if Evan Ingram weren't there, I would probably be a lot more hardcore about Parker Washington.
Right. Well, there's that too. Like the Patriots, Demario Douglas, we already knew he was a four, wide receiver three or four at best. If he's back, yay. If he's not, Devontae Parker, you're just taking a Hail Mary play. If they're both out, Juju Smith-Schuster, another Hail Mary play again. But then none of these guys, I think the only ones here are Noah Brown and then Odell Beckham and Elijah Moore, Curtis Samuel, if you need a fourth, a depth guy. And then Michael Wilson. Really, it's Noah Brown and Michael Wilson if you're looking for somebody that could make a difference in the playoffs potentially.
If you're looking at some streamers on the list, there are more available on the waiver rank, but we've got the
top
three.
Should just be on teams. I don't know why he's still out there.
The who?
Been on fire, too.
Oh, yeah.
Stafford.
Stafford, yeah. We got Stafford
the rest of the year.
Yeah, I am surprised that his ownership, because I'll look at this every single week and it's like, oh, who do you want to stream? And Stafford is there every single week. And it's like, yeah, him. It's usually him or Minshew that kind of live in that range. But you also have Browning and Flacco. Browning has got Minnesota, whose defense has been a little bit better, Pittsburgh and Kansas City. Flacco has got Chicago, Houston, and the Jets. The reason Stafford is at the very tippy top, he's got Washington, which is a phenomenal matchup. Your level of, what is the tier difference between Stafford and Browning? Like, I actually am starting Browning in a 16 team dynasty league where I lost literally three quarterbacks. I have him as my starter, but I'm not hating it.
Matthew Stafford probably in the QB one conversation. That's the, and then the rest are like mid QB twos.
Yeah. So you got to be really desperate.
Yeah.
What do you do Stafford, like Browning over Flacco? Like for sure. Or,
oh yeah.
All right. Just making sure. On the tight ends, you do have Darren Waller.
Tougher than people get. Chicago's a good defense. I don't know. Like, people just don't realize that because people just think Chicago stinks overall.
I think
people. And then he's got the Jets in 2 weeks. That's why. This is also a 3 week outlook. So I wasn't like specifically be like, oh, Houston's better.
Problem is, like, Stafford's got the Giants too. But Giants defense looked better last night. But yeah, what's interesting is, like, if you were playing the best matchup of each week, you would go Stafford this week. You'd go Browning in week 16 and week 17. You'd probably want Flacco or Stafford again. I don't know. Like, well, no, who
Flacco's
would you rather
got
go
the Jets
against?
In week 17?
Yeah, I know. Would you rather have the Jets go against the Jets defense than the Giants?
Oh, I want nothing to do with the Jets defense.
Okay, yeah. So we're back to Stafford then. So it's like Stafford, Browning, Stafford, week 15, 16.
No, I would even 17. Go because Saints defense isn't that good anymore either. I go Stafford all three.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you don't really want to go with Browning anyways, but yeah, I'm with you. If you're looking at tight ends, you did put Darren Waller on that list. Assuming he's not out there, Isaiah Likely. We've been talking about him for a couple of weeks now since Andrew's been out. No doubt. And then you put Tucker Kraft and Cade Otton on here if you have some tight end issue that you have not resolved into the playoffs.
Logan Thomas, anything too, else? Against the Rams, because everybody goes off against the Rams at tight end. Yeah, until Logan Thomas, that'll be the time. Like, don't drop a decent tight end to be like, ah, everybody goes off against the Rams, because then that's when you get burned sometimes.
Here's another thing. Are you willing to dump that depth we talked about to carry multiple defenses to have play defensive match? Okay, because that's something I do, not everybody does, to play like multiple defensive matchups over the last couple weeks. I'll hold at least two defenses so I've got options.
I was just looking right now in flex. I won't anymore because I was initially holding. I didn't even end up using them this week, but I had the Dolphins, Colts, and Packers even before this week. And now I'm probably dropping the Packers because the Packers, I looked at it as like they got Tampa Bay, but Carolina, Minnesota, I saw that as like, do you want to hold them for that? They only, you know, the Packers only have like two double digit scores, and Carolina runs the ball so much now that you could, but I mean, you kind of need almost like a touchdown. So I was like, but that's my point. It's like, I was already holding three this week. So yeah,
that's the play. You and I are both with that. Maybe something you guys want to do. There's some playoff strategy for you, some players to pick up, and there'll be some ranks for you that'll be going to be posting within 24 hours. Most likely, if you guys are listening to this, if not already ready. So go over to The Athletic. If you subscription, if ready. And if you don't, obviously pick it up. These ranks are going to be imperative for your playoff run. So go to athletic.com, get a subscription, and Jake's ranks will be waiting for you. You can follow him at All In Kid. You can follow me at Is It The Welsh. We'll be back later in the week. Myself, Brandon Funston, looking at Jake's ranks and everything else, prepping for this first week of the playoffs. Good luck, everybody. And we'll talk to you next time right here on the Athletic Fantasy Football Podcast.
Hey, football fans, this is Diana Rossini from The Athletic. Get the top stories in pro football snapped directly to your inbox with our latest NFL newsletter, Scoop City. Jacob Robinson and I will bring you the daily scoop of top NFL articles, posts, and podcasts every Monday to Friday. Sign up for free now at theathletic.com/scoop.